This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, shroomers, it's your time of year. Mushroom lovers know that in Michigan, May not only brings flowers, it brings delicious morel mushrooms. So that means mushroom hunts are happening all over the state. Many of the hunts will be led by my next guest. Phil Tedeschi is president of the Michigan Mushroom Hunters Club. Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
Well, how big is morel season to mushroom fans?
I'd say at least a third of our club only hunt morels. The rest of us hunt many other species of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Up north, it's a big draw for all the small towns, the hotels, the motels up there.
So it's
a big deal.
It is a big deal. What is it about the morel that inspires such passion and love?
First, flavor. They have tremendous flavor. Also, there's the fact that there is almost nothing else out there at the same time, so there's no worry about picking a deadly mushroom.
Okay.
You don't have to know the mushrooms real well. Just need to learn the three species of morels.
And again, back to that flavor. Describe the flavor.
Oh, a little bit of a nutty taste in there. It is a delicate flavor, I believe. And I think that the people who immediately buy a good steak and fry their morels and have it with the steak are not getting the full flavor of the morel. I think the steak overpowers. So I use with chicken dishes, with fish dishes, with veal dishes,
okay,
much more than I would with a strong beef.
Okay, let the flavor really come through.
Yeah.
Now, what is this morel season like in Michigan? Has the winter that we had affected anything?
It probably has to some extent. It is good up north. It should be good up north. The snow cover and the melt is responsible for the water that the mushrooms need. So it could be a very good year. But we're facing the die-off of our ash trees from the ash borer. And the principal forests where folks hunt up north are the ash forests. So it's not going to be as good as it used to be.
And there must be some concern looking ahead as far as the future of our ash trees.
There's definitely concern. Luckily, morels grow with some other trees, so they won't disappear. But like some mushrooms have, there's a boleet that's called the ash boleet that grows only with ash trees. Mm-hmm. It's extinct in Michigan, almost.
When you take people out on a foray, on a mushroom mm-hmm. hunt, tell us what that's like.
The forays for morels, we tend to scatter a lot. Forays for other mushrooms, however, will tend to be more in groups. People will tend to stay around one of our identifiers, folks who know lots of mushrooms and can ID out there in the field and let them know if they've picked a deadly mushroom or a poisonous mushroom.
Put that away right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's got to be extremely important. So this is not something one should do without guidance.
No, definitely not. Morel hunting, yes. You can go out for morels. There's just really one mushroom you have to learn not to eat that's out at the same time, and it doesn't look anything like a morel, really. It's a reddish-brown mushroom as opposed to the dark brown of the black morels, the yellow of the yellow or white morels. The half-free morel has a look-alike, but most people can eat that look-alike with no problem.
What do you need in terms of equipment? If someone is listening and has never done this before and says this, you know, they want to step into this the way you did 40 years ago, what do you need equipment-wise?
Okay. The first thing I'm going to say is unusual. It's sturdy boots. I hate to see folks come out summer or spring in flip-flops and shoes like that. We have deer ticks out there. We have lots of mosquitoes. We have lots of poison ivy. And sturdy shoes, long sleeves, long pants are fairly important. Now, as far as gathering a mesh bag or a basket, baskets are better. There's a myth about spreading the spores of the morels by having them in mesh bags, but it really is a myth. It doesn't help the morels to grow more. A knife to cut, it's better to cut than to pull out from the ground because you could disturb the mycelia, which is the main body of the mushroom, which is underground.
What's the window of opportunity for morel hunting in Michigan?
It can start in mid-April and last into early June, although usually it's a couple of weeks in May.
So it's we're looking at the big time.
Yeah.
Then what's down the road? What comes next? What other kinds of good mushrooms can you find in Michigan?
Okay, in June there's not very much. We will sometimes pick oyster mushrooms and polypore called the umbrella polypore. In July starts the main summer mushrooms start coming up, the chanterelles, the black trumpets. My favorite eating mushroom is the black trumpet. What would almost be heresy to some members of my club is in my top 10 mushrooms, morels are 7 and 8, the white and the black, and the half-breeds don't make the list.
What's your favorite way to prepare a morel mushroom?
Every year when I get my first batch of white morels, the larger ones, fleshier mushrooms, I'll cut them off so I can easily stuff them, chop up the stem and the parts of the head that I've cut off, mix that with crab meat and homemade breadcrumbs, stuff the mushrooms, spritz with olive oil, and bake.
Okay, you've got me. That sounds wonderful. Phil Tedeschi is the president of the Michigan Mushroom Hunters. Thanks so much for sharing your passion with us, Phil.
You're welcome.